Oh, familiar sounding music. Very familiar sounding to our guest. You know, I've interviewed all sorts of people in my life. I've never before, until now, interviewed a maestro. Hello there, Peter Bernstein, or should I say maestro Peter Bernstein. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Nice to be here. And Peter will do just fine. Thanks.
I don't have to call you maestro?
No, only my children.
Well, this sounds like an amazing event. You know, what I picture, and you'll have to tell me, and by the way, this is one night only, October 8th, a live Ghostbusters concert, Chicago Philharmonic at the Auditorium Theater, which is gorgeous, if you haven't been there, Peter.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this sounds amazing, and pre-concert reception includes themed drinks, by the way, for all ages, and trick-or-treating, and a costume contest. But what I imagine is, let's go back in time, like, I don't know, 70 years or something. You'd go into a movie theater, and there'd be somebody playing the organ, except this is an entire orchestra with you leading the orchestra. And then the movie plays simultaneously? Is that what this is?
That is correct. People who come will see the movie projected on a screen above the orchestra, and the orchestra playing the score live, making a very big sound, with me conducting.
That sounds amazing. To me, this is a huge challenge for the conductor because this is all live. I mean, if you're a little ahead of the movie or a little behind, I don't know how do you deal with that?
It's a good idea not to make a mistake. but it is what we do, and it's fun every time. You just can't think about it too much while you're doing it.
Well, for folks who didn't know your dad's name somehow, Elmer Bernstein, their scores for, I don't know, you told me before we began, and I've looked it up, it's like well over 200 movie scores or some such thing.
He had a very long career.
Yes. How amazing is that? What are some of the movies that we would recognize?
Well, starting with the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. which we see every Easter.
Yep.
And let's see, there were a whole lot of very well-known jazz scores at the time. Probably the best known of those would be The Man with the Golden Arm, but also The Magnificent Seven, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Great Escape, of course, Ghostbusters, Animal House, a whole bunch of comedies in the late 70s, early 80s. And then he ended more or less working for Martin Scorsese on various projects.
Wow.
So he had a very long run and a lot of different kinds of things.
And you're really following in his footsteps, more television than film, but still, how many TV shows did you say you've done the scores for?
Well, when you count up episodes and movies and long-form television and what else, it's somewhere hovering around 500. I'm not really sure.
No wonder why they call you Maestro. 500? That's amazing. I mean, it truly is. All right, so let me get back to what's going to happen October 8th at the... It is a historic place, the Auditorium Theater. You walk in, and the Chicago Philharmonic, they may be warming up before, like they would a live concert. And then eventually, after you've had maybe something to drink, maybe some candy apparently is going to be there as well, then that familiar theme that all of us know, I can imagine it booming through the house.
It will do some of that, yes.
And what is
the theme will be there?
What is the challenge, the biggest challenge to do this live?
Well, let me just say the experience is not like your normal concert hall experience. This is a film where when I'm conducting, I'm hearing the audience laughing behind me or in front of me, depending, and saying lines along with the film, applauding, of course, yelling Ghostbusters at the appropriate moments. It is not your normal concert hall experience at all.
Are you a fan of the movie yourself?
Well, I worked on the original movie.
That I did not know.
Yes, I was one of two orchestrators arranging the music for the movie. So for me, this is a whole journey.
So when that happened, and when that happened, did you have any notion that so many years later, let alone you participating in an event, I imagine around the country, after Chicago, other cities, that have to do with this movie, that even people would know the movie so many years later?
No, of course not. It was, we knew it was a good movie at the time and it would do well. But honestly, a year later, we had all moved on to four other jobs. And the movie came out. It was a giant success, which was wonderful. And then somehow it didn't go away. And it never has.
Well, and it's become this cult favorite. And as you said, people know the lines. Do they actually scream out the lines ahead of time? Well, this happens.
It's been known to happen. Yes.
I imagine. Well, this event, I mean, I might even want to come to this one because it sounds so cool. One night only, October 8th. That's a Saturday night. And it's called Ghostbusters Live in Concert. That's exactly what it is. ChicagoPhilharmonic.org. ChicagoPhilharmonic.org to learn more. It is an honor and the first time in my life I've ever spoken to a maestro.
Well, let it not be the last.
Yeah, perfect. Thank, and he sounds like a maestro, doesn't he? This command of, thank you very much, maestro.
Thank you.
Oh, familiar sounding music. Very familiar sounding to our guest. You know, I've interviewed all sorts of people in my life. I've never before, until now, interviewed a maestro. Hello there, Peter Bernstein, or should I say maestro Peter Bernstein. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Nice to be here. And Peter will do just fine. Thanks.
I don't have to call you maestro?
No, only my children.
Well, this sounds like an amazing event. You know, what I picture, and you'll have to tell me, and by the way, this is one night only, October 8th, a live Ghostbusters concert, Chicago Philharmonic at the Auditorium Theater, which is gorgeous, if you haven't been there, Peter.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this sounds amazing, and pre-concert reception includes themed drinks, by the way, for all ages, and trick-or-treating, and a costume contest. But what I imagine is, let's go back in time, like, I don't know, 70 years or something. You'd go into a movie theater, and there'd be somebody playing the organ, except this is an entire orchestra with you leading the orchestra. But, and then the movie plays simultaneously? Is that what this is?
That is correct. People who come will see the movie projected on a screen above the orchestra, and the orchestra playing the score live, making a very big sound, with me conducting.
That sounds amazing. To me, this is a huge challenge for the conductor because this is all live. I mean, if you're a little ahead of the movie or a little behind, I don't know how do you deal with that?
It's a good idea not to make a mistake. but it is what we do, and it's fun every time. You just can't think about it too much while you're doing it.
Well, for folks who didn't know your dad's name somehow, Elmer Bernstein, their scores for, I don't know, you told me before we began, and I've looked it up, it's like well over 200 movie scores or some such thing. It must
he
have
had
been
a very long career.
Yes. How amazing is that? What are some of the movies that we would recognize?
Well, starting with the Ten Commandments, which we see every Easter.
Yep.
And let's see, there were a whole lot of very well-known jazz scores at the time. Probably the best known of those would be The Man with the Golden Arm, but also The Magnificent Seven, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Great Escape, of course, Ghostbusters, Animal House, a whole bunch of comedies in the late 70s, early 80s. And then he ended more or less working for Martin Scorsese on various projects.
Wow.
So he had a very long run and a lot of different kinds of things.
And you're really following in his footsteps, more television than film, but still, how many...
To a certain extent.
How many TV shows did you say you've done the scores for?
Well, when you count up episodes and movies and long-form television and what else, it's somewhere hovering around 500. I'm not really sure.
No wonder why they call you Maestro. 500? That's amazing. I mean, it truly is. All right, so let me get back to what's going to happen October 8th at the... It is a historic place, the Auditorium Theater. You walk in, and the Chicago Philharmonic, they may be warming up before, like they would a live concert. And then eventually, after you've had maybe something to drink, maybe some candy apparently is going to be there as well, then that familiar theme that all of us know, it I can imagine it booming through the house.
It will do some of that, yes.
And what
that
is
theme will be there.
What is the challenge, the biggest challenge to do this live?
Well, let me just say the experience is not like your normal concert hall experience. This is a film where when I'm conducting, I'm hearing the audience laughing behind me or in front of me, depending, and saying lines along with the film, applauding, of course, yelling Ghostbusters at the appropriate moments. It is not your normal concert hall experience at all.
Are you a fan of the movie yourself?
Well, I worked on the original movie.
That I did not know.
Yes, I was one of two orchestrators arranging the music for the movie. So for me, this is a whole journey.
So when that happened, did you have any notion that so many years later, let alone you participating in an event, I imagine around the country, after Chicago, other cities, that have to do with this movie, that even people would know the movie so many years later?
No, of course not. We knew it was a good movie at the time and it would do well. But honestly, a year later, we had all moved on to four other jobs. And the movie came out. It was a giant success, which was wonderful. And then somehow it didn't go away. And it never has.
Well, and it's become this cult favorite. And as you said, people know the lines. Do they actually scream out the lines ahead of time? Well, this happens?
It's been known to happen. Yes.
I imagine. Well, this event, I mean, I might even want to come to this one because it sounds so cool. One night only. October 8th, that's a Saturday night, and it's called Ghostbusters Live in Concert. That's exactly what it is, chicagophilharmonic.org, chicagophilharmonic.org to learn more. It is an honor and the first time in my life I've ever spoken to a maestro.
Well, let it not be the last.
Yeah, perfect. Thank, and he sounds like a maestro, doesn't he? This command of, thank you very much, maestro.
Thank you.